This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 525, and today we're going to be talking about how to live a more authentic life. Now, this podcast is going to be both for men and women, but I just wanted to announce that I'm putting together a men's coaching group on helping men live a more authentic life, to find out who they are and how they can express themselves in the world. There's been a lot of confusion out there in society these days on what a man is supposed to be, what they're not supposed to be, how they're supposed to behave. And a lot of men are kind of lost. They just don't know where they should be turning and what advice they should take. And so my coaching group is going to be not telling them what to do, but how they can tap into themselves and live a more authentic life. So this podcast could be like a little teaser or a trailer for my men's coaching group. But again, this specific podcast and all of my podcasts are meant for men and women. But here we go. You know, authenticity is to be true to one's personality and character. And it means you're willing to show the world who you really are. Wow. How many of us really, really show the world who we really are? We walk into our boss's office, we put on a different facade. We're with our friends, we put on a different facade. We're with our significant other, we're put on a different facade. So generally speaking, we put on facades based on the environment that we're going into. You're willing to live the life that you were meant to be. So are you really living, wanting to live that life? Authenticity is the ability to show your uniqueness to the world. And sometimes we don't know what that uniqueness is. And this is where coaching comes in very handy, whether it's, again, for a man or a woman, is that the coach can help pull out of you what that uniqueness is. When people have low self-esteem, they think they're not unique. They don't know what makes them different and they end up living a non-authentic life. There are very few authentic people in the world. There really, really are. We all put on a facade of some type somewhere around there. But you know them when you see them. You just know them. They come into a room and they energize the room. People look at them. You just feel their presence and their essence. And we're naturally drawn to authentic people. We feel comfortable with those that are willing to be themselves, because most of the time when people are authentic, there's very little judgment that they give to others because they've accepted themselves without judgment and they're able to see others. So I'm going to go through some strategies here to help you live a more authentic life and show the world who you really are. So number one, know your values. You know, what's important to you? So when we start looking at values, we want to ask, what's important to you about life? And you just start writing them down. Well, relationships, honesty, trustworthiness, finance, whatever it is. And you want to make a list of every quality you think is important for a person to have, more specifically for you to have. Now we want to put that list in order, and you go, well, if I could have honesty or physical fitness, which one would you have? And that's how you start to prioritize that list. So then you get down there to, what are your top five values? When you know your values, the authentic choice in any situation is more obvious than when you don't know your values. So once you know your values, let's just say honesty, and you find money, or somebody drops money, and you see them drop it, and They keep walking off, and you know, honesty is one of your values. You'd pick up the money and run to the person, even if it's $1,000. Now, if honesty wasn't a value, you might go, well, the universe just gave me $1,000. Maybe not so much. So knowing your values is essential, and it is simple, but it may not be easy to do that. And again, this is where a coach comes in handy to help you find your values and understand how they direct your life. Number two, stop doing things you don't want to do. You still need to pay your bills and take out trash, even though you don't want to do it. However, you don't have to play on your church or your school or your work softball team, drive your neighbor to the airport, or take care of your cousin's cat. These are things that you just don't have. We often do things out of obligation. And when we do things out of obligation, there tends to be a yucky feeling with it. And if something is so disagreeable for you, just say no. Now, I'm not saying you don't want to play on the teams and stuff, because we can take this so far and then we become hermits when we're not out there helping. And yes, we'd like to take the neighbor to the airport or some of those things. But if it happens over and over and over and over again, and it's just like, I just don't want to do this anymore, it's okay to say no. I prefer not to do this. And here's something that's going to take some mental strength. If somebody asks you to do something and you really don't want to do it and you just go no or no thank you, you do not need to give an explanation. They may say, why not? And go, I just don't want to. Right? But we often feel so guilty about saying no, we will ramble on about why we can't. Oh, geez, I'd like to, but I got to do this instead, this instead, this instead. So we make all these excuses because we feel guilty about saying no. Where is that coming from? When we can live our authentic self, we can say no in our own power and be okay with it. Do things that you want to do. You can spend your time how you please, right? This is your time, right? And even if you're in a relationship, you still have your own time. You don't need a grand excuse or proof that you're doing something noble on a cosmic level, right? We don't always have to go out there and save the world with what we want to do. The fact that you want to do it is good enough reason. So if you want to go for a walk, go for a walk. If you want to eat a cheeseburger, eat a cheeseburger. Again, all these things are within reason, but we don't have to do something because explain why something is so insignificant that we have to blow it out of proportion to make it like, well, we're saving the world. No, if you want to do something, then just do it. If you want to go to the sauna, go to the sauna. That's okay. It's important not to hurt anyone, obviously, including yourself, but feel free to play the harmonica, dance in the yard, or wear white after Labor Day, right? There's all these rules. You know, if you're in the gym and you're listening to music like me and you kind of shake your booty a little bit, that's okay. People will either accept you or not. Either way, you're having fun. You're doing what you want. So do what you want to do. Keep an open mind. This goes in hand in glove with a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. When your thinking is so rigid, you limit yourself and prevent your true self from shining through. That would be that fixed mindset that I've talked about before, and Carol Dweck has talked about it. Preconceived notions about people, places, things are prisons that block you from being authentic, right? These preconceived notions are filters, and we think everything is this way. Learn how to experience the world from a variety of perspectives and an open mind, almost like a childlike sense when you go out there. So keep an open mind. Yeah, there may be something that you disagrees with you, but why do you disagree with it? Is it from your parents, from society? Is it really you that's disagreeing, or have you been programmed? And then when you release it, like, hey, that's not such a bad thing. Maybe that's more you as an authentic person. Trust your intuition. This is something that a lot of us have fallen short on. We seek advice on what to do, how to do it. We're being told what to do from the day we're born, and we just don't get in touch with our gut. And when you ignore your hunches, you kind of feel out of sorts. I mean, how many times have you made a decision and you have this gut feeling about it, but you go against it and you go, I knew I should have trusted my gut. And the more you can trust, yes, it may, the answer or the action may not be the best thing, but the more you trust and act on your gut, you'll be able to discern the different feelings that you have. So trust your instincts. They'll let you know when you're not being genuine. You can feel it when you're a phony, right? You can feel when you're maybe not answering something that you would love to answer or being the person you want. Your gut will tell you that. Be self-aware. So you can't be authentic if you lack self-awareness, meaning about yourself. And this is one of the keys to emotional intelligence. You have to identify the emotion, know where it's coming from, why it's coming up, and then how to manage it. But notice how you feel. Ask yourself, what do I need at this moment? This is things when you're feeling uneasy or out of sorts. This is being self-aware instead of just plowing through it. You know, how can I meet that need? So you would say, man, I need some comfort. I need somebody to listen to. I need just somebody to cry on. Whatever. How, and you're self-aware of that as opposed to stuffing it down and maybe taking that pain and converting it to anger. You can take the pain of something and convert it to, just release it. So if you ignore your emotions, you cannot be self-aware. So knowing the emotions, all of them, not just the negative ones, but the happy ones too. Practice boldness. This is like courageous stuff here. The biggest reason for a lack of authenticity is being timid, not being able to express, not confident. This is where mental strength comes in. This is where my mental strength coaching can help you with this. We want to say or do certain things, but we're uncomfortable standing out in any way, right? Maybe we want to learn how to do tango, but we don't because we're embarrassed. Maybe we want to ride a roller coaster, but we think we're too old. Maybe we want to skip down the street, but we just hold ourselves back. We feel vulnerable and exposed. And a little discomfort never killed anyone. And there's so much more to be gained by being bold, courageous. I mean, you can even, this is even something silly, but it would test how bold you are. Go into McDonald's and order stir-fried chicken, order orange chicken, order something that's not there. So go to a fast food restaurant and order something that's not there and see how the person reacts. Just boldness, right? Just go ahead and give it a try. Openly share your opinion, right? We can share our opinion and we have to know it's our opinion. And when we share it, we have to be able to not be attached to the response that we get. We're just sharing it and let the other person tell others what you think or how you feel about something. Of course, you want to be tactful so you remain considerate of the feelings of others around you, but you know, are you hesitant to share your thoughts on a topic? Ask yourself, why is this? Often when people share their opinion, what they're really trying to do is convince the other person or you to their way of thinking. Sharing your opinion is, I don't agree with this particular politics or this particular religion or whatever, and this is why, and you share it. Somebody's saying, well, and what happens in this day and age, everybody has this strong opinion and they may be open and not. But if they're living a more authentic life, they will go, well, that's very interesting. I see it from this perspective. It's interesting. And then, you know, you both agree that you can see the same situation from two different angles. So that's sharing your opinion, because when we hold it back, we tend to be not as authentic as we could be. So avoid, the last thing here is avoid perfectionism. Perfectionism is just basically a way to stall to do something. Trying to be perfect is a huge limitation on your natural personality and expression. You know, if you're trying to dance and you trip, who cares? If you're trying to do something, who cares? Avoid trying to be perfect, because when we're trying to be perfect, we want to project an image that's not our authentic self so that we will be accepted by somebody else. That is not being authentic. When we can be who we are, how we do it, then we're more authentic. So avoiding mistakes and imperfection at all cost is a recipe for inauthenticity. You will feel it. You will know when you're holding yourself back. So you know what? Life is short. It doesn't make a lot of sense to pretend to be someone else. You know, authenticity requires courage, mental strength, and dealing with discomfort. Almost often you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. But if you want to live your life to the fullest, authenticity is required. When you can step into your own power, know who you are, and look at people and walk the world, it is such a great, great feeling. You know, show the world the unique person you are and celebrate your newfound freedom. If you'd like some more information or coaching around how to live an authentic life, go ahead and visit warriormindcoach.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and ask for the introductory consultation. But this is something, if you resonate, if you look, if you feel that you're out of sorts and something's not right, most likely you're not living an authentic life. And whether it's myself or another coach, work with somebody on finding all those inner gems that you have that you can bring forth and start to live that authentic life. In addition to warriormindcoach.com, you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.